and my guest is Julie Olson, and we're going to be talking about encouraging creativity in children. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And one of the things we're going to be talking about is Julie's book, Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea. But before we get to that, can you tell us, Julie, why creativity and expressing themselves through art is so important for kids?
Yes, I think that beyond serving as a great expressive outlet for kids, it's also been shown to help with their motor skill and language development, decision-making, and visual learning. But overall, I think it makes a person more well-rounded to have that a creative and artistic side.
And I think, in my opinion, it helps everywhere, because if you have a creative child, they're never going to say, oh, I'm bored, I have nothing to do, and what do we do now, and give me the TV. They're going to find something to do.
Yeah, my mom was really good at encouraging creativity, and sometimes we didn't like it. They limited the TV time severely in our home growing up, and it forced us, which I'm very grateful for, to be creative. We made up games. We, had little adventures in our own backyard, and we actually spent a lot of time drawing and creating things as well.
So besides doing things like that, how can parents nurture their kids' creative sides?
Well, first of all, I think just noticing everyday art. So starting off, if someone as a parent doesn't feel like they have artistic talent themselves, start to notice things in their life as they're going throughout their day. So if you're taking a hike with your kids or you're out at the park, look around and comment on the different beautiful colors or the shapes that you're seeing. One of my favorite things to do as a kid was to look up from beneath the tree, and we'd lay there and we'd see shapes instead of cloud shapes, which is a normal thing to do. We'd see shapes between the leaves and, talk about those and what we're seeing. Beyond that, providing the materials and the space they need to create. So beyond just paint and paper and things, parents get a little bit nervous sometimes about the mess that art might create. But providing maybe a designated desk or a space or a cupboard where their art supplies are, even painting a wall with chalkboard paint and providing those chalk for kids to draw and have fun with.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. And I know I have a cousin who just loves doing crafts with her little kids. And the oldest one, I think, is going into third grade. But that's one of her things. She loves summer because she loves doing crafts with her kids.
Yeah, it's a great bonding activity as well as promoting that fun, creative way. I think sometimes as adults we get stuck in, am I making a cat or a dog? And kids are like, I don't know what it is. It's just cool.
Exactly. And so, Julie, let's talk about the book, Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea. It is just, the illustrations, you did a fantastic job. They are just beautiful.
Thank you.
But, tell us what it's all about.
So it's a story set to the words of America the Beautiful, but beyond just the poem that is beautiful itself, it follows a little red balloon across the country, and on each page a child, one of the children of many of America, point out that little red balloon, and it's a way for our own children to connect with our country and also to have a good time while they're learning, and they don't know they're learning. And they
get to see, like, the diversity of the country, like from the Statue of Liberty to cowboys to everything in America.
And that's what I was able to experience as a child and in my life growing up. My parents were very good about taking time to take those trips, but I know a lot of people can't do that these days. And so I hope to provide kind of that same feeling and that same trip for children. And they can go online afterwards and find out even more about other states, and there's coloring pages for each state and information on each state at my website for the book called discoveramericabook.com. And they can also send their own virtual balloon across country via email. So I was just trying to capture that creativity for children, just like the Playtex Beginnings Imagine contest is trying to do, is to help capture creativity and promote it through their $5,000 scholarship that they're offering.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a chance to win a custom illustration and a story of what their little one could become from me. Because for 50 years, Playtex has been trying to discover what moms need for those individual babies. They've created many individualized products to help because they know each kid's different and they know that each kid is going to become their own person and something great. So they want to help parents imagine that and really embrace that. So parents just need to go to imagined.playtexbaby.com where they can answer a few questions about their child and submit an image. And from that image, I will create a custom illustration and a story imagining what their child can become. And everyone who goes there and enters is then entered for a grand prize drawing of that $5,000 scholarship.
And $5,000 is a huge help.
Yes.
And so, Julie, can you give us your website one more time and for people who want more information about your book or anything else you've done?
Yeah. My website is julieolsonillustrator.com, and the Imagine Playtex contest is also linked off of that, and they just have to go to imagined.playtexbaby.com to find out more about that contest.
Okay, and the book is Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea, and I highly recommend it for anybody who wants to, like, nurture creativity in their kids or help them discover America, how diverse it is, anything. This is a fantastic book. I love it.
Great. So, take their own
Julie Olson, thanks so much for being my guest on the show today.
Thanks, Anne.